Down every wall, we'll watch the giants fall. My God isn't finished yet. If he did it before, he can do it again. So I'll trust him with what comes next. 'Cause my hindsight says I can count on this. My God isn't finished yet.
Good morning, South Grove campers, and welcome to another amazing week. We are so excited to have you, and this week we're learning about how God is wisdom, meaning that God knows everything and he wants to help guide us in our lives.
So if I'm confused about something, I can ask him for his help?
Yes, God loves when we ask him for help. He loves to offer his help and guidance anywhere that he can.
Wow, that's great news.
I know. What are you going to ask him for help for?
So I've been trying to decide what I want to eat for lunch today, whether or not I want grape jelly or strawberry jelly. I think I might ask him for it.
Oh man, that is a hard decision. You know, while we're on that note, have you ever had to make any other hard decisions?
Actually, this is probably the hardest decision I've had to make.
Well, you know what? I totally get that. Well, now that we're done here, let's go ahead and go see Cowboy Cooper with our memory verse.
May the God of peace make you holy in every way. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. God of peace make you holy in every way. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. 1 Thessalonians 5:2-3.
Hi, I'm so excited that you are here with us today. I'm so excited to get to be able to teach the story, so let's get on into it. So today we get to talk about Sophia. Wait, hold up. Sophia? Like a person? Like if your name's Sophia, are we talking about you? Or like one of your relatives or one of your friends? Well, not quite. So the Bible, it was written in Greek. A lot of it was. And in Greek, Sophia means wisdom. So we're not talking about your best friend. We're going to be talking about wisdom because God is wisdom. So if we remember back, we've been talking a lot about Paul. So Paul, he went to different churches and like went everywhere and talked to these churches and helped them, encouraged them. And then later he would write letters and be like, hey, just so you know, don't forget, this is what we talked about. okay? Kind of like a ponder point. Like, this is what we talked about. Don't forget it. I'm going to write it down just so you remember. Well, there was other people in the Bible that did this. One man was named James. So James, most people could agree that he was probably Jesus' half-brother. I say half-brother because if you remember back to the Christmas story, Jesus was the child of Mary, but a miracle happened to have him be born. So Jesus' half-brother, which is Mary and Joseph's child, is James. So James, he was a teacher and the leader of a church in Jerusalem. So Jerusalem is really important because that's where a lot of, you know, miracles happen, and that's where that Jesus died. So James is here at this church, and he wrote letters to help the early Christians, as well as us today, to understand what wisdom is and how, like, what should we do? How can we get wisdom? What is wisdom? So one of the things that James talks about with wisdom is, who is wise? Who do you think is wise? What is, like, who is someone that you think of when you think of wise? Some of you might think of, oh, well, I'm super wise. I'm super smart. I know what I'm doing. Like, I'm super cool. Some of you might be like, well, no, I'm not really wise. But my older siblings, you know, they're really wise. They know a lot of stuff. Some of you may, you know, think, oh, well, my parents are really wise. They know what they're talking about. They know what they're doing. Well, one group of people that James talks about that's really wise is teachers. So we probably, you know, we've all had experience with teachers. Some of them know a lot, like a lot of stuff. They're like, how do they know that? That's crazy, the amount of information that they have and that all this wisdom that they have. Well, James says, yeah, you should listen to teachers, but they also have a big responsibility, because in James 3:1, that's where we'll be at today. So James 3:1, it says, not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that those who teach will be judged more strictly. So what James is saying is, hey, being a teacher may, like, be super cool, like you get to be in charge. It may look super fun, but it's really hard. And that you'll be put at a higher level, and people will look and be like, okay, they're not doing anything wrong, right? They're following what God says is wise, right? Like, that they're held at a higher standard than everyone else. And then in James 3:2, it says that we all stumble in many ways. So we all stumble, and we all, like, have something that happens wrong in our life. So we all need to have humility to learn from somebody else, whether we're, someone just starting out or even someone who's a teacher. I always like to say that teachers need to be students who are over students. Teachers always need to be someone who is learning. So if you want to be a teacher, like, whether that be a teacher in school or a teacher, you know, just teaching someone how to do something, you should always be like, how can I learn more? Like, I want to know how to do things better. Because if you improve yourself, you can help other people and lift people up better. So how do we learn? Like, how do we get wisdom? Well, we can learn from God's wisdom, which is super awesome. So it actually talks about this in James 3:13. So let's look at that now. So in James 3:13, it says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. So what that's trying to say is, hey, if you think you are wise and you think you know what you're doing, you need to show it. You can't just say, oh, I have everything together. A good example of this is when we were younger, we probably, you know, saw, like, fire and stoves, and we went, oh, yeah, that's super cool. Like, all right, like, that's where I get my food from. That's super cool. And probably a lot of us went not even thinking, not even knowing, touched it. Well, when we touched it, we probably went, ow, that wasn't very fun. That wasn't cool. Never doing that again. You probably didn't go over to the stove and like touch the stove after that, right? You learned from your actions and you showed everybody, hey, I learned my lesson. Don't touch the hot thing. Hot things are hot and they're going to hurt me. Likewise, with wisdom, we have to show everybody by our actions, hey, I know what I'm talking about. I'm not just saying things. I'm also living them. So then that kind of makes us wonder, well, where do we get wisdom from? Like, okay, we show everybody by our actions that we have wisdom, but where do we get wisdom? So now we have to flip back to James 1:5. So in James 1:5, it says that if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. So we can ask God. We can go, hey, God, I don't know what to do. Can you tell me? Because God, he is a big God. He knows the beginning. He knows the end. He knows every big thing that you've done, every little thing that you've done, every good thing, every bad thing. He knows everything. And so he can help you, guide you wherever, whatever's the best path for you. And all we have to do is ask. That's kind of crazy, right? Like, usually if someone has some super important information, they're going to make you work for it, right? Like, if you have someone, you go, hey, can you tell me this? They're going to make you work for it. They're going to go, hey, okay, well, you got to help me with this. Or, you know, you got to go here. You got to do this. But God's like, hey, you just ask. I'll give you the wisdom. It's okay. Here you go. Present. Here you go. Wisdom. You don't have to do anything to earn it. No matter what you've done, whether you've done a lot of good things or a lot of bad things, it doesn't matter. God goes, here's the wisdom. Did you ask for wisdom? Here you go. Here's wisdom. That's super awesome and super crazy. And when we ask for wisdom, when we get this wisdom, we can use it kind of like signs. Kind of like there's a sign back here. Or like when we're driving down the road, you see all sorts of signs like do not pass or stop signs. Or, you know, when you go on the highway, you see like the signs up ahead that are like, if you go this way, you'll go to Indianapolis. Or if you go this way, you'll go to, you know, Chicago. Or you go this way, you'll go to Peoria. And we can kind of follow those signs to get to where we want to go, right? Well, God's wisdom, it can help guide us somewhere. And then there's also another type of wisdom, which is called worldly wisdom, or what the world tells us and where it says we should go. So let's look at that in James 3:15 through 17. So first, in 3:15, it says, such wisdom does not come down from the heavens, but is earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. So that's talking about earthly wisdom is not from God. And in verse 16, it says, for where you have envy and selfish ambition, you will find disorder and every evil practice. So it's saying that when you have this earthly wisdom, that you will have envy, or you'll go, I should want what other people have, you know, and selfish ambition, which means I got to look out for myself. You see that a lot when you look at like really famous people. They go, hey, I'm looking out for me. I'm making lots of money. That other person, they have more money. I should want that. And that's what the world tells you is successful, is looking at other people being like, I want that. I should have it. But that's not what godly wisdom says. Godly wisdom in verse 17 says, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. So it's pure. So it's God is always right. It's always perfect. God's wisdom will be. It's peace-loving because God doesn't want you to do stuff that goes against other people because he loves everyone the same. So he's not going to say, hey, yeah, go go do something that's going to hurt that other person. No, he's going to say, go and, you know, maybe help that other person. It's always going to be considerate, which, kind of like peace loving, is working and thinking of other people, not just thinking about yourself, like, well, how could this impact me? It's going to think, okay, how is it going to impact everyone around me? There's submissive, which is just listening and obeying to what God says because he knows the best path for us. There's mercy and good fruit, which is actually a couple of the fruits of the Spirit that we've talked about recently. And then impartial, which just means fair, because like I said a minute ago, God loves everybody the same. And sincere, because it's real. So when we come to God, we for help, we know that we can find a pure, loving, and good wisdom from God. Because he is a pure, loving, and good God. And he wants you to have what's best for you, which may not always be what we want. So all of this wisdom that God wants to give to you also will kind of help point you to Jesus. Because if we have all this wisdom and we use godly wisdom, we are going to show people what Jesus was like. Because some people may never go into a church. They may be like, nope, I'm not going to a church. Mm-mm, no. But if they know, hey, that person's a Christian, they'll look at your life and they'll go, why are they acting so different? Why are they not doing what everyone else is doing? Why are they working that way? And they will see Jesus through you. So now that we know, you know, where wisdom comes from, how to use it, how to show other people, now we're going to go into respond time. So respond time is a time where we kind of like quiet our thoughts and our thinking, and we say, God, what do you want to tell me? Because God is always talking. Just sometimes we got to take a second to listen, right? It's kind of hard in the crazy life that we live and like everything's happening and you got to go here, there, there. Taking time to pause, put everything on pause and go, God, what do you want to tell me? So while the music is playing today, I have a couple questions that I want us to think about. So the first one being is, how does it feel knowing God wants to guide us with his wisdom and that he wants to show us what is best for us? Another, the second one is, do you trust God to lead you? Do you really trust God? Or is it just like a, oh God, yeah, I trust you, but not over here, not with this. This is my thing. Like you could have that, but I have this, God. Is there somewhere that you're like, I lead this, you lead that? Or do you go, God, whatever it is, you just tell me what to do and I will do it. The next question is, do you tell him your struggles and your problems, whether they're really, really big or even things that you're like, oh, this is really small. God doesn't care about this. No, God doesn't. It's okay. God doesn't care about it. He's too big. He doesn't have time for my problems. Well, he actually does. So do you trust him with the big things and the little things? Because like I said earlier, he knows it all. He just wants to hear it from you. He wants you to tell him, hey, God, I know you know this has been happening, but I just want to tell you about this. Because he loves to hear from his children. And then the last question is that, where do you need God's wisdom and his help? Is there somewhere in your life that you're like, I need to know where to go with this? Or, you know, what sport should I play? Who should I hang out with? Who should I, you know, talk to? You know, I need help talking to this person because they really annoy me. Why do you talk to this, you know, help talking to this person because, you know, I get really, you know, crazy or something. Or I need help avoiding these people because they're not good for me. Like, what is something you need help with? Or maybe you don't know where you need help. And that's okay. You could ask the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, show me where is an area that I need help. So I know it's a lot to think about during this song, but just let the Holy Spirit speak to you as this song plays.
Like a river washing over me, fount of heaven, love of Christ, overflowing me. Thank you, Jesus. You said. Christ my Savior, you rescued me. Take this life delivered, a vessel. Holy now, devoted
You know, James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you."
Isn't that a good word that we can ask for his wisdom? All right, let's hold out our hands and I'll say the blessing over us. May you have the courage to ask God for his wisdom, and may you trust in him with all that you do.